The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Now every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we come to the 12th day, the last day of our Christmas celebration. It's a big celebrative day in much of the world. In Germany, they call it Three Kings Day tomorrow, because this night, the 12th night, is when a great gathering for celebration happens, and so it happened in my childhood. In my neighborhood, people during this week put out their Christmas trees. And on this night, 12th night, they gathered at a park in my area, and everyone went down, and as a small boy, you can imagine this great bonfire that took place. It was crackling and sparkling, and we were close enough so that you could be warmed by it. It was a great 12th night celebration. And we sang, "We Three Kings of Orient Are," and then we sang, "Those Who Could Remember, On the First Day of Christmas My True Love Gave to Me," and if we could remember when we got to the 12th day of Christmas, what that was with Lord's Dancing or whatever, we sang that. Then on the way home, my father would always say, "Now Christmas has come and gone." Always said that. Christmas has come and gone. There was a sadness about it for me, even though I enjoyed the bonfire and I enjoyed being with the family. Somehow or another, Christmas was such a joy to me as a child and to most children that to have it come to an end was not a happy time. So there was a bit of sadness about it. As a child, gifts mean everything to you. You probably, like I, remember presents that you got when you were young. Days before, you'd count down the days until Christmas. What do you have on your list? What might Santa Claus bring you? So when you had opened those presents and played with those toys, and the time had come to put them away and get back to things normal, there was a certain sadness about it. That leaves as you grow up. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. And as you grow into an adult, you come to realize that it isn't the presents that I receive, it isn't the gifts that I receive, even the gifts that I give. It is a celebration of the gift that was given to us. It's not about Santa Claus. It's about the little Lord Jesus. It's about the Christ child being born. God's love comes to us in person, incarnate, as it were, in human form. When you see the face of Jesus, you've seen the face of God. So little by little, I've come to realize that this 12th day is not a sad time at all. It's a joyous time. We're just beginning the story. And the church, in its wisdom, has taught us to rehearse the story of the Christ every year, beginning with Christmas, his birth, the great story of shepherds and wise men coming and mangers at Bethlehem. And then having appeared, having shown forth to these wise men, now the word begins to go out, the word of the good news of the gift. Epiphany is a time of ministry. Jesus begins his ministry. He's baptized. He begins preaching and teaching and healing. And the church continues on with that, celebrating the work and words of Jesus the Christ. And then finally, toward the end of that, we begin a series where we look forward to his passion, his death, his resurrection, the risen Lord. And finally, that part of the story ends with the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. That's the first half of the Christian year. The second half, marked by the color green, is the growing season. We reflect upon how that gift, how that love that I have embraced has affected me, and what I ought to do in response to it. Just a word about the gift and the gifting. I have a friend from California. He is my secular friend. We grew up together. We're the same age. I call him a secular friend because he was never involved in the church in his whole life, never as a child, never as an adult. And he asks me questions, and he generally thinks that Christians are hypocrites who say nice things on Sunday and go out through the rest of the week and do terrible things. We don't argue, but he is my secular friend, and I love him, and he loves me. And about 2 weeks before Christmas, he began complaining about all the stress, all the presents you had to buy, all the tree, all the decorations, all the things you had to do. It was too busy, too stressful, too much pressure for him. It was clear that he wasn't enjoying it. So early on, I said to him in the note, without admonishing him at all, I find it the season rich and full, a phrase that I like to use. It's rich and full. I look forward to being with people that I love. I look forward to the company of children and grandchildren and nephews and nieces and dear friends. Look forward to buying presents for certain people. And I think of them, and I thoroughly enjoy that. I hope you'll enjoy the Christmas season. And that made no impression upon him, apparently, because he didn't send anything back like, thank you for that good advice. But day before yesterday, he said to me, thank God it's over. That was his email to me. Thank God it's over. Well, you need a secular friend like that to remind you that if you look at Christmas from the outside, it is hectic and it is stressful. But if you look at it from where we sit, it's the most joyful, rich, full season that just begins. We've just received this good love that comes into our lives. We're now ready to use it. These gifts that we give are sacraments, aren't they? They're outward and visible signs of the love, inward and spiritual love that we have for that person. And we enjoy giving them, and we enjoy having them received by others. We enjoy receiving from them. We enjoy the exchange. It's a time of exchanging gifts. God's love comes to us as a gift. We give gifts back to him. Gold or frankincense or myrrh or all that we are, we give to him. The feeling of a gift comes when you use it. If you just receive a gift from someone and put it on a table, you don't enjoy it. You only experience the gift when you use the gift. You only experience the love of God when you use it and share it with someone else, when you give it to someone else. This year for Christmas, I asked for something. When Santa Claus asked me, I said, I'd like a Cuisinart food processor. I've had a good one, But about 2 months ago, it just stopped. It was old and it just stopped. And I put off buying one. And when Santa asked me what I'd like this year, I said a Cuisinart processor. So sure enough, Christmas morning in a large bag was a very heavy package, and in it was what I had asked for. So I took it home, put it on there, admired it. It was shiny, it was bright, it was very, very good. But I hadn't used it yet. It wasn't until I said to myself, what's the first thing I will do with this new Cuisinart? I know, I will make myself some hummus. I happen to like hummus, these chickpeas with olive oil, a little lemon in there, tahini paste. I happen to like that a lot. So I started her up, and there she went. Made that hummus. Sat down, and I said, ah, this hummus is good. Thank you, Santa Claus, for the Cuisinart. So it's not until you use it that you really begin to enjoy it. It's not until we use the love that has come to us at Christmas time that we really begin to enjoy it. And how might you do that? How might you use that love more effectively? How might you experience the joy of letting it flow through you out to others? Well, take a hint from the gospel from today. Jesus, at age 12, roughly, goes to the temple, and there he intentionally puts himself in the midst of the elders, and he begins listening to them, asking them questions, listening to their answers, sharing his ideas with them. Very attentive, paying attention to what they had to say. Perhaps this year we can be more attentive to people around us, to the needs we find, to opportunities for loving. Let's determine to listen more carefully, observe more carefully in our own family. Is there someone in your family, someone in my family, that needs a little more of my time? That needs a pat on the back, that needs a word of encouragement. That needs me simply to sit and listen carefully to them. I don't know of any greater gift you can give to another person than to listen very carefully to them. And having listened with our ears and watched with our eyes and listened with a loving heart, it may well be that God's grace will encourage you, enable you, empower you to do something kindly for them. Pay attention and be kind. I love the saying, be very kind to everyone you meet. You will never know how very much they appreciate it. Beyond your family, people that you see, random acts of kindness. I had my car washed the other day, and it was cold, and there was a person wiping down the cars afterward, and he was cold too, and I said to myself, I have to give him something more probably than I normally would. He seemed to deeply appreciate it when I rolled the window down. It wasn't a big thing. None of these things matter too much. They're only the small change of the Christian faith, but they make a difference. So I'm saying let's be intentional this year. Let's embrace the love of God, the light of Christ, the Word made flesh that dwelt among us. Let's embrace it, say yes to it, let it warm our hearts, and let it flow through us into the lives of those around us. God, give us the grace to do just that. Amen.